This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Tonight, new details on the Rust shooting, the finger pointing as Halyna Hutchins' widower breaks his silence and steps out with Alec Baldwin. Then,
I just have to tell you, I love you.
A friend's favorite loses his cancer battle, the cast tributes. Plus, shocking new information in the Kobe Bryant crash, why Vanessa first thought he survived. And Ed Sheeran sidelined by SNL, why the singer could be canceled. Plus,
honestly, I'm just excited about bringing a little person into this world.
Mom-to-be Olivia Munn setting the record straight on John Mulaney breakup rumors. And our Tom Hanks exclusive.
It's just delightful.
E.T. starts now.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Now, we are kicking off Halloween week here at Universal Studios Hollywood. Not Nichelle Turner's house. This is Universal Studios Hollywood. We're coming to you from inside the Walking Dead maze.
Yeah, they say it never rains in Southern California, but
it's raining,
y'all. So yes. This is the safest place that we can find. I don't trust Kevin to ever save me, so I had to bring in a gladiator.
Oh.
Yes, indeed. Scandal fans, Darby Stanfield is our guest co-host today. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
We are so excited that you're here today. We're going to talk all about season two of Lock and Key on Netflix. Of course, we're going to do that.
But first, new developments in the tragedy on set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust, as we learn more about the horrific accident that took the life of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins.
New photos, Alec Baldwin, devastated, dealing with grief and shock, and hugging Halyna's grieving husband. The 63-year-old actor was spotted outside a New Mexico hotel Saturday with Matt Hutchins and his son with Halyna, 9-year-old Andros. A source tells ET the actor is still processing Thursday's accidental on-set shooting that injured director Joel Souza and killed the 42-year-old cinematographer.
Had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately.
We're told Alec's wife, Ilaria, who's in New York, is trying to be there for Alec in the best way she can. This morning, she wrote, "There are no words because it's impossible to express the shock and heartache of such a tragic accident." So, who is at fault for handing Alec the gun? According to investigators, two crew members were tasked with checking the firearm. First, the film's head armorer, 24-year-old Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Then, assistant director Dave Halls, who was mentioned in the 911 call.
He's supposed to check the guns. He's responsible for what happened.
According to the search warrant affidavit obtained by ET, Halls grabbed the prop gun set up by Gutierrez Reed. He then handed it to Alec and yelled, "Cold gun," quote, indicating the prop gun did not have any live rounds. In the affidavit, Souza said the scene entailed Alec drawing the gun and pointing towards the camera lens. He was standing behind Helena when he heard, quote, what sounded like a whip and then loud pop. Souza said Helena complained about her stomach and grabbed her midsection. According to the cameraman interviewed, Helena said she couldn't feel her legs as she bled on the floor. Rust gaffer Serge Svetnoy posted a lengthy message on Facebook saying he held his friend as she died and, amongst others, blames the rookie armorer, quote, there is no way a 24-year-old woman can be a professional with armory.
By all means, I'm still learning.
During a recent podcast, Hannah says she doubted her own ability to be head armorer in the upcoming Nicolas Cage film, The Old Way.
I was really nervous about it at first and I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready. I think loading blanks was like the scariest thing to me because I was like, oh, I don't know anything about it. I think the best part about my job is just showing people who are normally kind of freaked out by guns, like how safe they can be and how they're not really problematic unless put in the wrong hands.
This moment has shaken all of us to the very core.
The tributes to Helena continue to pour in. Fellow film workers, including actors John Hamm and John Slattery, honored her with candlelight vigils in Los Angeles and in Albuquerque.
A child lost his mom. A husband lost his wife.
Helena's husband, Matt, shared these touching family photos and wrote, "We miss you, Helena." Supernatural's Jensen Ackles, who co-starred in Rust, posted photos from the set and called the incident a tragedy of epic proportions. The fatal accident is already having a real impact on Hollywood. The executive producer of the ABC police drama, The Rookie, told staffers on Friday there will be no more live weapons on the show. Actress Julianne Moore shared this petition calling for a ban on the use of real firearms on set. Craig Zobel, who directed Kate Winslet in Mayor of Easttown, pointed out that the gunshots on his show were all digital, tweeting, there's no reason to have guns loaded with blanks or anything on set anymore. We're told the New Mexico investigation remains open and active. No charges have been filed, and witnesses continue to be interviewed by detectives. The Sheriff's Department has scheduled a press conference for Wednesday.
Now on to Vanessa Bryant's heartbreaking revelation. Kobe's widow sharing for the first time she was initially told there were 5 survivors and hoped Kobe and Gianna were among them. But it wasn't until she started getting notifications on her phone, rest in peace Kobe, that she discovered the truth. Testifying via Zoom in an hours-long, sometimes tense deposition for her lawsuit against Los Angeles County, Vanessa claims crash site photos were taken and leaked against her wishes, causing intense emotional distress. She says, quote, I have my husband's and my daughter's clothing in my possession, and I can say that they suffered a lot. I cannot imagine how someone could be so callous and just share the images as if they were animals on a street. In other sad news, Friends star James Michael Tyler, a.k.a. Gunther, has lost his 3-year battle with cancer. He was 59.
I was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer, which had spread to my bones. Of course, a stage 4 late-stage cancer. So eventually, you know, it's going to probably get me.
I'll be there.
I actually started as an extra. So for a year and a half, I was coffee guy.
Jennifer, Courtney, Lisa, David, and Matt all paid tribute to the barista whose unrequited love for Rachel was an ongoing gag.
I loved you.
Gunther. Oh, I love you too. Probably not in the same way.
James made his last appearance with the cast at their reunion in May.
It was my decision not to be a part of that. Physically, basically because I didn't want to bring a downer on it.
And lastly, Ed Sheeran announced he's tested positive for COVID-19. Give me the shivers. Oh, baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. So what does that mean for his mega mentor appearance on The Voice tonight?
You're English.
Dude, I feel like Americans just think English people just drink tea.
E.T. has learned Ed pre-taped all 3 of his episodes several weeks ago. As for his SNL stint on November 6th, we're told SNL is figuring it out. Ed could even perform from home, or producers will book a new musical guest.
I mean, Darby, we could sit in as musical guest if they really needed somebody.
We could.
Yes. It's like, girl, don't put me in that mix.
No, let's go.
Let's talk about mom-to-be Olivia Munn right now.
She's talking about her sweet next chapter to E.T.'s Matt Cohen.
Olivia, congrats on your momhood coming up. And I just wanted to ask what you're most excited about into this new world for you.
Honestly, I'm just excited about meeting whoever it is and bringing a little person into this world.
41-year-old Olivia will be a first-time mom soon. She was trending over the weekend when rumors surfaced that she and the baby's daddy, John Mulaney, split. But E.T. has learned that is not true.
And we're having a baby together.
Right now, Olivia is also celebrating the upcoming release of her new drama, Violent. She plays a woman troubled by voices in her head.
I feel weird lately. You know, the committee in your head that tells you that you're a terrible person.
You're nothing.
Just never really noticed him before.
Justin Theroux provides the voice of Olivia's subconscious in the film that's in theaters Friday and on digital November 9th. Former Family Ties star Justine Bateman both wrote and directed the film.
I mean, Justine is by far one of my favorite directors to work with. She came in with such a strong vision, which we really needed for this film.
The film has been received so well. I feel like every conversation I've had, I hear Justin Theroux.
You're a freak.
Trying to talk me in and out of making the right decision.
You're a baby.
I just wanted the voice to be as different from Olivia's as possible. Because for me, when I was making a lot of fear-based decisions years ago, what really helped me is trying to think as if somebody else was saying them, as if Justin Theroux is saying them to you. Then maybe you won't believe them.
You know, this weekend, we were also with Justine's Family Ties co-star Michael J. Fox and his wife, Tracy Paulin. His annual A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Cure Parkinson's benefit gala raised more than $5 million.
40 years ago, Family Ties premiered, and that's where the two of you met. Can you wrap your mind around that?
When it really hits me is just the people that are still so, like, moved by it. I'm thrilled to be a part of that.
Another big event, Ebony's Power 100 Awards ceremony, where Wayne Brady took home the Vanguard Award.
I feel that sometimes, you know, the imposter syndrome hits you like, oh, no. But tonight I'm going to own it.
All right. Your dear friend, my sister, basically,
Michelle!
Is part of this Ebony 100. What does it mean to have her being a part of this?
I love Nichelle Turner. Pioneering, trailblazing, broadcasting black woman, giving you news and entertainment every day. So she deserves to be on this list all the time.
That's right. Our very own Nichelle was one of the journalists that was honored with her mom right by her side.
What did it mean when you heard that Nichelle was one of the Ebony Power 100?
Unbelievable. I was amazed and I was proud. I was so proud.
What an amazing night. Yeah. Your mom was so proud.
Aww,
and we also
said so
your aunts were there. Your aunts were there. Mm-hmm. But congratulations. You earned
Thank
this
you.
Honor.
Aww, I appreciate
you deserved it.
You know what? It was such a self-affirming night, Darby. Mm-hmm. And there were so many women there, women that poured into me over and over again that
yes.
night, saying, we've been rooting for you,
Aww.
Sis. We've been cheering for you.
Yeah.
That meant more to me than anything.
It was
yeah. so great.
Yeah.
So
was.
Great. Yeah.
Great.
All right, let's get to another Hollywood power player now.
The one and only Tom Hanks.
Aw, the best.
Move over, Wilson. Meet Tom's new movie bestie.
Who doesn't love a good dog?
Only we can take you on the set of his apocalyptic new movie. Then, two celeb weddings, the special role Vin Diesel played in Paul Walker's Daughter's I Do's.
That's a family does.
And inside Tariq El Moussa and Heather Rae Young's lavish ceremony. Plus, keep your eyes peeled. You never know what'll happen when E.T.'s Halloween week continues.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Strange things are happening on season 2 of Lock and Key, out now on Netflix and starring our guest co-host for the day, Darby Stanchfield. The show is spooky, has some creepy elements, but your character is oblivious to all of it, right?
That's right. If you like Harry Potter or Stranger Things, this is really your kind of show. The adults in the show can't see the magic, what happens with the keys and this big mansion and all of the evil things that are the kids are battling, but she has brushes with it.
What is the question that fans ask you most about the show?
Probably what my favorite key is.
Oh, really? Can you say?
Sure, okay. It's the anywhere key.
Okay.
It's this key where you literally put it in the door. You have to have seen the door on the other side, but let's say you want to go to Paris. Yes, you open the door, you're in Paris.
I love how close you are with the Scandal crew. You guys keep in touch?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we got a special message from somebody.
Darby Stanchfield, I'm giving you this, okay? Are you ready?
Oh, I know what that is. It's called an eye hug. And, you know, the hours and hours and years that we spent shooting Scandal together, we just look at each other from across the room and go.
Did you love the comparisons between your character, Abby, and, of course, Jen Psaki, the real press secretary?
Yes.
For the president.
It's unavoidable. We're both redheads. So I tweeted Jen when she first got into office, and I said, use a lot of hairspray, don't get any of your friends killed, and if your boss forgets your name, wear a name tag.
What do you want, Gabby?
Abby.
What?
Oh, by the way, Darby, you're not done. More work to do, okay? We have some couples news to talk about. Let's get to that. All right.
I'm surprised you and Zoe aren't striking up a pose.
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz finally go public what we just learned about their red-hot romance. Plus, Tom Hanks, the last man on Earth?
He's the only guy left.
Only we're behind the scenes of his new movie.
You have a friend!
Well, it's official. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz are a couple. The two were spotted holding hands for the first time during a stroll in New York. At one point, he put his arm around her, confirming what we've known since this moment at the Met Gala last month.
Where's your lady? I'm surprised you and Zoe aren't striking up a pose here together tonight.
Channing is starring in a new movie Zoe's directing, and they've had several cozy outings. A source tells ET they are having so much fun together, and things are easy and natural between them. And from a blossoming relationship to a sweet ceremony, Paul Walker's daughter Meadow is married. The late actor's Fast and Furious co-star Vin Diesel walked the 22-year-old down the aisle. She said, I do, earlier this month in the Dominican Republic, wearing a custom Givenchy gown to wed actor Louis Thornton Allen. Earlier this year, Vin told us about how he'll always be there for Meadow.
That's what family does, and that goes beyond the success of the franchise.
You have two films left. Possibility maybe we can get her in one of them. We can see her.
Now to newlyweds Tariq El Moussa and Heather Rae Young. The flipping 101 and Selling Sunset stars tied the knot Saturday in Santa Barbara. It's the same place Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian got engaged a week earlier.
The kids, they're going to be definitely really a part of the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Tariq's kids, Taylor and Braden, wore coordinating outfits. The couple is headed to the Maldives and Dubai for their honeymoon. And after that...
Is expanding the family part of the conversation?
Well, we just did with a new puppy.
I would never regret having a child because I love my baby so much. So if we have more kids, we have more kids.
And finally, we have huge congratulations for one of our own. Lauren Zima is engaged. Chris Harrison popped the question this weekend in Napa. The two have been dating for 3 years, and the winery where Chris proposed is a special place. They went there last year for her birthday, and she commented that it would be the perfect spot for a proposal or wedding. Well, Chris clearly took note and spent months planning.
Oh, Lauren, we are over the moon for you.
So special.
Oh, my gosh, she's so happy. We talked to her this morning. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about love.
All about love.
You go, girl. We are excited. All right. Now to two-time Oscar winner Tom Hanks. He's shot many movies here on the Universal lot, including Apollo 13, Sully, and the Hanks comedy classic, The Burbs. Now only E.T. can take you behind the scenes of Tom's new film, Finch. In it, he survives a catastrophic solar event, and he may be the only man left on Earth.
Except for his four-legged co-star.
That part.
What should we have? Get your elbows off the table. Get your elbows off the table.
The bond between Finch and Goodyear is one that is based on deep affection and constant understanding. Who doesn't love a good dog?
We're totally getting Castaway meets Wally vibes from Tom, but instead of Wilson the volleyball, he has his pup and a robot named Jeff.
Finch is an engineer, and he has built a robot to help take care of Goodyear.
Hello, dog.
You have a friend.
When word of this massive storm comes on, they got to pile into the family RV and take off to the promised land out west.
Head west, over the mountains.
Would you like me to drive?
Don't oversteer.
Tom shot Finch 1 year before the pandemic, and it premieres November 5th on Apple TV+. The very timely and inspiring message is, we all need love and friendship.
It is not human to be alone, because in company we find companionship.
I believe in you, Finch.
The beautiful thing about the film is that it's optimistic, hopeful, and it's just delightful.
What we do. We do together.
Ooh, I need to repeat that. It's not human to be alone. In company, we find companionship. Tom Hanks just dropping gems.
He is.
All over
That's
the place.
Tom Hanks.
It is, absolutely. All right, coming up, more from Universal Studios Hollywood.
Including a sneak peek at E.T.'s Alyssa Milano exclusive.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
This is who I am, sorry not sorry.
Our Alyssa Milano exclusive untold stories from her new memoir. Mm-hmm. She also talks about her charm feud with Shannon Doherty.
Oh, I want to hear all about
that. Yeah, it's very interesting.
We're with the Voice Coaches celebrating 500 episodes. That's amazing. And a huge thank you to Miss Darby Stanchel. You're not a guest anymore. You're our friend now. So please come back. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Absolutely.
No, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, season 2 of Lock and Key is streaming on Netflix. So watch
right now.
You know what else is important? This is the final week of Halloween Horror Nights and the last time to ever go through the Walking Dead maze.
It would be the first time.
No, we're going to take you through. We're going to take you through. For tickets and info, go to UniversalStudiosHollywood.com and get Nichelle a ticket so you can bring her with you.
Oh, my God. If you want to see a show, bring me with you on this maze.
Darby, come on. We'll take her, right?
First of all, something moved. I'm going.
We got to get out of here. Sorry.
Bye.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries.
I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.